Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The videos, even by Syrian standards, are among the most disturbing of this three-year conflict. Bodies with no apparent wounds. Many children, some limp, others listless or gasping for air, helpless. Doctors said that among the symptoms were constricted pupils, rapid pulse, and difficulty breathing. One activist we spoke to said that his vision blurred. He lost control of his limbs and collapsed to the floor, gradually recovering hours later. With no way to protect themselves, people tried to wash off with water. One doctor told CNN that his field clinic ran out of atrazine within an hour. And as the victims kept arriving, all they could do was provide oxygen.
There's reporter Arwa Damon breaking down video of those suffering from the chemical attacks in Syria, because Syria is number one on the countdown this week. What happened there this week and the subsequent calling around the world for people to get involved. Let's see if we can delve into that in some detail. Talk Radio Countdown Show has the details of all the hot hits the Friday, August 23rd week. So it was Monday, the 18th to Friday the 23rd. That's what we're scrutinizing here, running down all of the top hits in talk radio. Folks at talkers.com have monitored talk radio programs. We're monitoring the host, putting together the list that seems to make the most sense. Sports talk radio and the discussion of the baseball season, number 10. Number 9, the jockeying going on already, 3 years out for the presidential sweepstakes in 2016. Financial market activities, number 8, pretty rocky this week. Number 7, the Clinton Foundation under scrutiny. Number 6, Bradley Manning. Number 5, Obamacare, murder of the Australian baseball player in Oklahoma is number 4. NSA surveillance programs being illegal, number 3. Egypt is number 2. And the deteriorating situation in Syria, number 1 item. So let's deal with that. Here are our hosts, Deborah Feinstein and Mark Lewis, talking with former U.S. Ambassador to Morocco and President Obama's advisor, Mark Ginsburg is his name, and they talk back and forth about how the U.S. ought to respond to the chemical attacks this past week in Syria.
If there was indeed a chemical attack, what will the reaction be from the United States and other nations?
Well, other than the fact that this attack has to be corroborated, there's actually a UN team that arrived in Damascus a few days ago to verify whether a previous chemical attack had occurred. So the question is whether or not the United Nations team is going to have the opportunity to verify this latest allegation. And let's also understand, the geography of where the attack occurred was in an area that is known to be a rebel stronghold, So it seems to be at least on the modicum of evidence so far that the Assad regime was behind that. And you ask, what will the United States' response be? Well, the last time that the red line was crossed in a limited chemical attack, the administration threatened to send military arms to free Syrian rebels, and that was 3 months ago, and no arms have arrived yet.
Mm. Do you think this latest incident could be the trigger that pushes some more decisive action?
I don't really think so. I think the administration is doing everything it can to slow walk any involvement in the conflict, and there is some good reason. After all, there's a very real concern that the Assad regime is prevailing, that it also has the world's attention focused on Egypt, and that the more radical elements of the opposition, which are now supported by Al-Qaeda, could find their hands on the very weapons that we may want to send to the so-called good guys. So this is a terrible dilemma, but the fact of the matter is that in many respects the administration helped create the situation in the first place by not engaging more forcefully early on.
Ambassador, the Syrian government is denying the claims of a chemical weapons attack. Is there any possibility that that should be given credence?
Well, since the country is lawless and there's no telling what may have taken place, that's why I've been shading my words to say that there's no independent corroboration. But the photos that are coming out of Damascus suggest that there was some chemical attack, and ultimately the question is going to be how and why, and remains to be seen. There's any number of groups that could be behind it, including Iranian groups that are supporting the Assad regime as a way of having the Assad regime claim plausible deniability, if you can even use that phrase in this conflict.
That raises a good point, because even if we do confirm the use of chemical weapons, there is no certainty that we'll ever find out who's responsible for it.
Well, that's it, and that's part of the problem. In a conflict where street fighting is taking place in virtually every major city and where lawlessness reigns, it's extraordinarily hard. But look, if that UN force is worth its salt, it's going to find that out, and we should encourage that the United Nations to do everything possible. We know that we're dealing with a barbaric regime. Over 110,000 people have been killed so far in this conflict, and that alone is reasons to haul the regime and every last member of the Assad family before the International Criminal Court, which we have not done yet, and I don't know why.
Up next here on the Countdown Show, another deteriorating situation in another Middle Eastern country, Egypt, up next here on the Countdown Show.
Look, kid, people touch some disgusting stuff in this facility. You got to keep these guys clean. In this place, that is a monumental task. This is why we use paper products from Georgia Pacific. Just ordered some from Granger. A surplus of solutions for the hygienically challenged. Just got our guys' new touchless soap and towel dispensers. And plenty of refills. They need it. A lot of it. If you need it, call Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/Georgia Pacific or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
Planning to explore America this summer? Get more value on the road when you stay at America's Best Value Inn along the way. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, we've got you covered with free internet, continental breakfast, and instant rewards at most locations. Enter for a chance to win America the Beautiful Park Passes by liking our Facebook page. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com to book your stay and save more of your money on the road this summer.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Running.
Are you really gonna drive store to store for back to school? OfficeMax has your list covered K to college with over 2,800 supplies in store. Save big on dozens of Max Value basics under a dollar and find weekly penny deals on even more. OfficeMax, the hot deals start here. Offer ends August 24th. Restrictions apply.
You hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Granger. They balance my needs with my budget. Granger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling. Humming. The Granger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Talk radio in review. Yep, the so-called hot hits from number 1 to number 10. I'm Doug Steffen, moving up the ladder here. The chaos in Egypt's number 2 on the countdown this week. Here are hosts Bruce Wolf and Dan Proft discussing with host Brett Baier the problem of picking a side in the conflict in Egypt. And as far as that's concerned, elsewhere in the Middle East.
Isn't this the problem in the region more generally, which is these proxy fights that occur in particular countries are difficult to discern. They create complications, as with our helping the quote-unquote rebels in Syria, who turn out to be, include at least, members of Al-Qaeda. It's just a very complicated place, and so proxy fights and celebrating, as we did with Mubarak being deposed and elections occurring, you know, those can be very short-lived celebrations.
Definitely. I mean, that perhaps is why you're not seeing the president or Secretary Kerry speaking out about this. is because it's really complicated and sticky. And, you know, for all the positive things that the president has said about the Arab Spring, this is kind of an ugly Arab fall that we're heading into here. There's a lot of questions. Syria, for example. I mean, the red line that the president used, that line, is looking light pink right now. That translates in the Middle East, according to many foreign diplomats in countries in the Gulf states, to weakness.
A lot of Americans would like to see the aid, maybe it's naive, actually help Egyptians. And who are they better off under? I mean, it was no great picnic under the Muslim Brotherhood. That's why they were overthrown, why you had people demonstrating. So and now it seems like we've got the counter-revolution.
Coptic Christians don't seem to fare well under either regime.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's amazing. We heard the news today that Hosni Mubarak is going to be released by this interim government. He's been in jail. You know, he was charged with corruption and fraud and a number of different crimes. They've essentially expunged those, and he's going to be released in a couple of days. That's probably not going to sit well with the Muslim Brotherhood that came to power, in the Arab Spring and Tahrir Square, ousting Mubarak. And then when Morsi, the Muslim Brotherhood president, got into power, they started ripping up the Constitution and dissolving the Supreme Court in Egypt, and people took to the streets in the largest protest they had seen, and then the military ousted him. So, you know, you have a lot of turmoil now, and it's just tough to see how the violence comes to an end.
Here are hosts Bruce Allen and Mike Moss discussing what impact the U.S. halting of aid will have in Egypt, with Steve Simon, the executive director of the International Institute for Strategic Studies.
This is a step that some people have been calling for, but how much of a difference can it make if aid is taken away by the United States and other countries simply replace it?
I don't think it will make a difference. It may make us, as Americans, feel a little better, but it won't achieve any change in the current political crisis in Egypt or advance American interests in any way.
Since we notice that Egypt is changing, there's a dramatic change among the people of Egypt, and they don't accept the status quo any longer, what does the United States need to do now to be able to have an influence over the policy in Egypt because it is so strategic in that part of the world?
In a situation like this, the best the United States can do is work quietly behind the scenes to encourage the generals who are now in effect running the country to find a way back to a democratic political process that leads to elections, particularly elections in which Islamist forces have some form of convincing political participation. But it's only behind the scenes work, I think, that will achieve this goal, if indeed the goal is possible. I mean, more broadly, I think the United States has to accept the fact that this is an internal Egyptian crisis that only the Egyptians really can resolve among themselves.
And in the past, we have given this aid, but to what benefit? I know there have been cases, more than one, where Egypt has received military aid and gone ahead and done what it wanted to, not necessarily what the United States wanted it to do.
The United States has given quite a lot of aid over the years, ever since the Camp David Treaty was signed between Egypt and Israel over 30 years ago. And what this aid has got us is continued peace between Egypt and Israel, counterterrorism cooperation, and priority access to the Suez Canal for American military forces transiting from the Atlantic to, the Middle East and South Asia. So it's been quite important. It's gotten us all that, but what it will not get us are changes to Egypt's domestic politics.
Coming up next, we're going to move our attention to those government surveillance programs that we found out once again this week are way out of whack. That's up next. See where we can, where the grist is for the conversation here on the Countdown.
nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org. Before another autumn arrives, celebrate the closing days of summer with the first annual Blue Green Organic Summer Fest. Friday, September 20th through Sunday, the 22nd on beautiful Madeline Island, Wisconsin. It's 3 days of family-friendly fun and admission is totally free. There's arts and crafts vendors, a farmer's market, and activities for the kids. Plus, great live music with 9 bands, both regional and local, including headliners The Suburbs and Allison Scott. It's hosted by Blue Green, serving great organic food on Bell Street, on the restaurant and event center grounds. Sponsorship and vendor booths are still available. Call 952-556-8707. The Blue Green Organic Summer Fest, September 20th through 22nd. Madeline Island's never seen anything like it, and it's free. Like us on Facebook and visit BlueGreenOrganicSummerFest.com. Sponsored by South Shore Brewery, Fresh Key, Fry Wines, Freezor, Legendary Waters, The Storm 99.7, and 90 for Life Longevity.
It's the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen, up to number 3 as we work toward number 10 on this week's countdown. The continuing NSA surveillance programs that are basically just illegal. Here is host Mike Broomhead discussing the detainment and interrogation in London of Glenn Greenwald, the reporter's partner. Supposedly, the partner had information on his computers. They took him aside for 9 hours and apparently didn't find anything. So that's that story.
Glenn Greenwald is with The Guardian, and his partner was stopped at Heathrow Airport at 6:30 a.m. in London. Someone that identified himself as a security official told him that his partner, David Miranda, has been detained at the London airport under Schedule 7 of the Terrorism Act of 2000. Now, this guy Greenwald is part of a team of people, a small team of people at The Guardian that are reporting on not only American and the NSA, America's NSA activity, all in the name of anti-terrorism, but also in Great Britain and other countries, of the invasion of privacy into private citizens and the lengths that the government will go to in the name of anti-terrorism. So they have been writing very frank, very honest reports of what the government is doing to invade the privacy of private citizens around the world. And he says that for that, he believes that's what this detention was all about, because he said that this boyfriend of his had been detained for 3 hours. They said they had a right to detain him for up to 9 hours in order to question him, at which point they could either arrest him and charge him or ask a court to extend the questioning time. Despite all of this, 5 hours more went by. Neither the Guardian's lawyers nor Brazilian officials, because his boyfriend is Brazilian, including the ambassador to the UK in London, were able to obtain any information about where this guy was or what was going on. Oh, and by the way, a headline. Editors from The Guardian are now saying that security experts, British security experts, quote unquote, destroyed a number of The Guardian's hard drives after the Snowden leaks. They confiscated hard drives from The Guardian and destroyed them, hoping to destroy the Snowden document leaks.
And I'm assuming that's why they stopped Greenwald's partner, because he was visiting with somebody in Berlin, a filmmaker.
Right.
And that filmmaker is the reason they had Snowden.
So they were
passing along information. That's right. The assumption.
Right. So they were trying to stop him to get the information he had on his computer.
Right.
Or electronic devices. Draw your own conclusions here. Draw your own conclusions. it is a, again, I have not been afraid of many people, and I've said privately there are some people who had political powers that scare me a little. I admit that freely, although I'm not saying their names on the air, because I'm still a little afraid of them. It gets to a point, and I'm gonna try not to be too melodramatic here, but you've got journalists who are beginning to wake up that have largely been leaning to the left for a very long time. And they're beginning to say, someone's got to speak up. I don't care what you do to me. I don't care what you expose about me. I don't care if you ruin my life. My life's not going to be worth anything unless this stops.
Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky talking about how the constitutionality of the surveillance programs is questionable at best, all across the board, questionable at best.
You know, I think the president fundamentally misunderstands the constitutional separation of powers, because the checks and balances are supposed to come from independent branches of government. So he thinks that if he gets some lawyers together from the NSA and they do a PowerPoint presentation and tell him everything's okay, that the NSA can police themselves. But one of the fundamental things that our founders put in place was they wanted to separate police power from the judiciary power. So they didn't want police to write warrants, and the NSA are a type of police. They wanted the judiciary, an independent, open judiciary, responsive to the people, with open debate in public. So I think the constitutionality of these programs need to be questioned.
Up next, the murder of the Australian baseball player in Oklahoma and Obamacare, when the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Hey, all you Dead Doctors Don't Lie fans, this is Justin Baker. If you missed the Doc Wallach seminar in January right here in Santa Cruz, then now is your chance to see him again. Dr. Wallach is going to be doing a Central California health tour the first week in September 2013. You'll have four opportunities to attend his world-renowned health lecture, which is helping people from around the globe reverse disease. Doc will be at the Pacific Cultural Center at 1307 Seabright Avenue in Santa Cruz on Tuesday, September 3rd. The doors open at 6:30 p.m. On Wednesday, September 4th at 6:30 p.m., we will be in Modesto at Soul Harvest Worship Center, 4718 Greenleaf Court, followed by two lectures on Thursday, September 5th at 10:30 a.m. at Mosswood Park Great Hall at 3612 Webster Street in Oakland, and the last event of the health tour will be in Sacramento the evening of September 5th at 6:30 p.m. at the Church of Scientology at 1007 6th Street. Don't miss these life-changing events. Seating is limited, so contact me today at 831-331-9523. That's 831-331-9523 to reserve your free VIP seats.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome back to our Talk Radio Review. We're scrutinizing things for the week ending August 23rd. A lot of you listen to this over the sometimes on the evening, sometimes during the day. It depends on where you are and what time the radio station wants to put the program on. But a lot of great stations carry this because it's kind of fun to review what you've heard this week versus what may be the actual story itself. Number four in the countdown, the murder of Chris Lane, the Australian baseball player in Oklahoma. Matt Patrick, a radio host, reacts to the story of these three young people killing an Australian college baseball player because they were bored.
There is a young man from Australia that was in Oklahoma, and he was a fantastic baseball player. And he was playing baseball in Oklahoma, spending his summer, I guess, kind of at a baseball camp, if you will, on a college campus, young man. And he had just been visiting his girlfriend and was jogging home. There were three thugs, two black, one white, who were bored, troublemakers, you know, fancied themselves kind of gang types. They were teenagers. They didn't know what to do with themselves. Their parents apparently had no control over them. They had no guidance at home. They had nothing going on. And since they were bored, they decided that they would go out and just kill somebody. Because you remember, do you remember when you were a teenager, you know, 14, 15 years old, and you're hanging with your buddies? I mean, what were your choices? You go out, you know, play some baseball. You know, maybe go find some girls, go to the lake. Or you could always just go out and shoot somebody, right? I mean, that was always an option. Most times we didn't do that when we were kids. What the hell? So these three thugs are bored, and they decide to go out and shoot this kid in the back. He just happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. They take out a .22, shoot him in the back, left him there to die. So you got two black thugs and one white thug, all wannabe gang members. That was a description one of the parents used for them. Yeah, and I'm not feeling any outrage, are you? I don't feel any outrage at all. I'm not hearing Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, President Obama, Oprah, Justin Timberlake, Janine Garofalo. And I don't hear anybody talking about it, do you? Far as I know, Doofus has no plans to carry a coffin down 288. Just kind of a sad, tragic story. Can you imagine? Can you imagine if the person that was shot was black? Because this young man was just simply walking down the street, minding his own business, coming back from his girlfriend's house. You know, he wasn't allegedly profiling anybody. He didn't have a gun. He wasn't using the Stand Your Ground or Castle Doctrine laws. He was just walking back from his girlfriend's house. And these three thugs shot him in the back.
Obamacare number 5 on the countdown. Here's talk host Matt Murphy speaking with the Chicago Trib's Scott Stantis. They talk about the paper, that is the Chicago Trib, ripping President Obama's health care legislation, even though he's the hometown guy.
The Chicago Tribune did not really write an editorial, and I'm wondering if you had anything to do with this. An editorial criticizing Obama and Obamacare and saying that we should just start over?
Yes, a little stunning. And in fact, you know, usually our editorials online get, you know, some play. They get about, I think it's average around 1,000, 2,000 views a day. Or it was posted on Drudge. And just to show you the power of Drudge, we had, as of last night, there were over 1 million views of the editorial. And yeah, we came out and said that this is one big steaming pile and it's not working and we need to redo it. And it wasn't thought out. The repercussions are coming forward, and I wish we'd written this, you know, before. I wish the Chicago Tribune, which did endorse Barack Obama twice for the presidency, the only Democrat in the paper's storied history that happened. So yeah, we're coming around. You know, when things aren't working, I guess finally people's eyes are opened.
What good will this do at this point? I mean, the media seems to accept the idea that this is just, it is what it is and we have to learn to deal with it. A new report came out the other day that indicated that the Obama administration had missed over half of their deadlines set into the law. I mean, you and I know this is a dismal failure, but have the people come to, I mean, is it just something we're going to have to accept, or is there a taking it back?
Oh, law, schmaz. Matt, that's such an old-fashioned notion with this administration. They're a 21st century administration. They don't have to follow those stinking laws. You know what? I had this discussion with a group of conservative friends last night, and the conclusion was what the conclusion always is on government programs as viewed by the left, which is it's not the failure of the program. It's the failure that the program wasn't big enough, or it wasn't funded fully enough. And so my sense is the response to this, certainly from the Democrats and from this administration, is that they're going to, you know, say, well, we it needs more money. It needs to be more inclusive. It needs to be more sweeping. So that would be if I had to guess, and I'm not really...
They're going to double
guess.
They'll double down on failure.
Oh, yeah. And haven't they always?
Coming up, Bradley Manning, the Clinton Foundation, and the financial markets all on the way here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Look, kid. People touch some disgusting stuff in this facility. You got to keep these guys clean. In this place, that is a monumental task. This is why we use paper products from Georgia-Pacific. Just ordered some from Granger. A surplus of solutions for the hygienically challenged. Just got our guys' new touchless soap and towel dispensers. And plenty of refills. They need it. A lot of it. If you need it, call Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/Georgia-Pacific or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
Planning to explore America this summer? Get more value on the road when you stay at America's Best Value Inn along the way. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, we've got you covered with free internet, continental breakfast, and instant rewards at most locations. Enter for a chance to win America the Beautiful Park Passes by liking our Facebook page. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com to book your stay and save more of your money on the road this summer.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at TubeYoungAgain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or TubeYoungAgain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Running. Are you really going to drive store to store for back to school?
Let's get it started.
Office Max has your list covered K to college with over 2,800 supplies in store. Save big on dozens of Max Value Basics under a dollar and find weekly penny deals on even more. Office Max, the hot deals start here. Offer ends August 24th. Restrictions apply.
You hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Grainger. They balance my needs with my budget. Grainger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling. Humming. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Go on, sweetie. Jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
I'm Doug Steffen on the Weekly Talk Radio Review, up to number 6 on the countdown this week. Bradley Manning, the verdict, the sentence, and his gender change announcement. Here are talk hosts John and Ken. They react to an interview with Bradley Manning's lawyer that appeared this week on the Today Show.
NBC News had another big story today, and this concerns Bradley Manning, the Army private, who, of course, has been sentenced to military prison for leaking classified documents. Here is the audio from NBC's Today Show and Savannah Guthrie.
He has provided a statement that he wants us to read, and this is part of it. As I transition into this next phase of my life, I want everyone to know the real me. I am Chelsea Manning. I am a female. Given the way that I feel and have felt since childhood, I want to begin hormone therapy as soon as possible. I also request that starting today, you refer to me by my new name and use the feminine pronoun. Why did she choose this moment to announce this?
Well, Chelsea didn't want to have this be something that overshadowed
this. This is lawyer David
Wanted
Coons.
To wait until the case was done to move forward to the next stage.
Sorry, her lawyer.
She wants hormone therapy. Fort Leavenworth does not provide that. Are you going to sue to try to force the government to give her hormone therapy and perhaps the sex reassignment surgery?
Well, I don't know about the sex reassignment surgery that Chelsea hasn't indicated that would be her desire. But as far as the hormone therapy, yes, I'm hoping Fort Leavenworth would do the right thing and provide that. If Fort Leavenworth does not, then I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure that they are forced to do so.
I have a stop to say. I have a question.
Yes, here's your question. Yes,
sir. So if somebody says, I'm a woman now, everybody has to refer to her by the female name and the pronoun. The feminine pronouns.
Nobody has to do that.
I just noticed that automatically the anchor and the lawyer are using she and her and Chelsea.
Well, they've decided to honor the request.
But legally, he's still Bradley. Legally, he's still a man. And physically, he's still a man.
Yes.
Well, I'm just saying the reality of it and the legal reality of it is he's still a man. I'm just noticing, like, the instant use of Chelsea and the feminine pronouns.
The scrutiny surrounding the Clinton Foundation, number 7 on the countdown. Here's Lou Dobbs talking to Ed Klein about some of the murky financial practices that seem to be dogging the Clinton Foundation and how that might impact Hillary in 2016.
Joining me now, author of the best-selling book, The Amateur, Ed Klein. And, Ed, it is great to see you. What do you make of this? First of all, this new hit job, presumably, by the New York Times, on the Clinton Foundation.
It struck me as a shot across the bow, because what they alluded to was perhaps some illegality, certainly some ethical questionable behavior on the part of the people running the foundation, a cross currents of donors who are also part of the foundation and yet also involved in businesses that Bill is involved, Bill Clinton's involved in. The whole thing reminds me of the Clinton presidency. Big ideas, we're going to save the world, chaos, messy, ethically questionable.
And lots of relationships of long time, Clinton, associates, staffers, friends, contributors, importantly, deficits in the foundation. But all the while, as I read the article, I'm thinking to myself, why is the New York Times doing this? A shot across the bow, certainly, but also at the same time, perhaps to inoculate the Clintons as she gets ready for 2016. What do you think?
One of the things I find really puzzling is why Hillary would make her campaign headquarters at the Clinton Foundation here in Manhattan. Instead of separating herself from this very questionable operation that Bill Clinton has been running all this time, it seems to me she's handing her adversaries and enemies a cudgel to beat her with.
Well, and as we look at the latest report here, maybe she doesn't have to worry about cudgels. According to the latest Rasmussen poll, 39% of those surveyed said that if the Democratic primary were held today, they would want Clinton. Only 12% Mr. Biden.
Right.
The vice president's got to be a little disappointed in that. That's a pretty profound showing for something 3 years distant.
Hillary had breakfast with Joe Biden the other day, and the subject came up, 2016. And although she didn't say, Joe, I hope you're not going to run, she certainly made it clear to him, according to my reporting of people who are familiar with what went on during that breakfast, that he avoided telling her that he would not run. In other words, he left the definite impression that he was thinking seriously of running.
Yeah, it must have stunned him a bit. Then she also had lunch with the president.
Right.
And, it looks pretty clear where his allegiance lies.
Number 8 item on this week's countdown is movement in the financial markets. From CNBC, the television, how many of these, 3 now television channels aimed at money? A panel of financial analysts here talk about what the next step is after the NASDAQ glitch that occurred on Thursday.
Put yourself, Harvey, back in your shoes as your old job as the chairman of the SEC. You watch this travesty go on today. What do you do, Harvey? What's your next step?
I think there has to be a complete revamping of the way the exchanges are dealing with these issues. This is NASDAQ's second problem. It had the fiasco with the Facebook offering as well. Technology will always have glitches, but exchanges have to be prepared for them. Otherwise, our capital markets are going to crumble, and that's simply not acceptable.
Harvey, Reg, I want to get this right. Reg SCI, if I get this right. Securities, compliance, and integrity. That apparently is, I don't know whether that's a promulgated rule from the SEC or whether it's something being discussed, but I am told, I've heard, that the exchanges themselves are dragging their feet. This amounts to a lot of technological change, which we've reported on, our own Bob Pisani and others. What's up with this? Is it true? Have they dragged their feet, and why?
They've been opposed to this because they're concerned about excessive costs. But if you are the nation's marketplace, you have an obligation to have a market with integrity. If something like this could possibly happen, you need continuous testing, not a quarterly or semi-annual or yearly testing. You have to be testing all the time. You have to be upgrading your software, and you need a crisis management plan for exactly what happened today.
So these guys are trying to dodge all that. That's what you're saying.
That's apparently what they've been doing, because this should not have happened. And the inability to tell people which securities would trade and which were opening ahead of others, that's pure chaos, and it's wholly unacceptable.
All right. Up next, the 2016 presidential race. Oh, man. And the sports thing. That's up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show for this week.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds? You can with Power Plucker. Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to PowerPlucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
Number 9 on the countdown as we get back to overviewing what's going on. I'm Doug Steffen. Thanks for being here, by the way. The 2016 presidential race and those who are vying already for a position. Here are hosts Pat Campbell and Eddie Huff talking about Ted Cruz showing his birth certificate and renouncing his Canadian citizenship.
How about this story about Ted Cruz renouncing his Canadian citizenship?
Waiting for you to renounce your German citizenship this morning on the program.
I didn't know I didn't have to.
Say goodbye to Deutschland.
My mother had me renounce it at age 11.
Really?
Yeah, I was told that I had to do that. There's times I wish I was still a Deutscher.
Why, for that great health care over there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that pension plan I'd be almost eligible for.
Did you see the birth certificate that Cruz had from
Canada?
Canada? We're going to have to put a picture up on the blog. It is hilarious. It looks like an award you would get in a kindergarten class. Seriously, you know.
Patrick learned his ABCs. It's that bad. It's that bad.
I like Ted Cruz. Right. I think he's a sharp guy. He's a straight talker. But again, if you're doing this for political expediency,
yeah,
we don't need you as president, okay? This is the thing. These guys need to get over themselves. I'm so important, and people have made me feel so important. I have to run for this office.
Right.
So I'll do anything. I'll renounce my citizenship. I'll renounce the gay gene, or I'll embrace the gay gene. I'll do whatever it takes because I want to be president so bad.
Yeah.
Come on. Do your job in the Senate. Be happy. Move on.
I think he's getting this. Cruz and Christie are two different animals. Okay,
I agree, but yeah, still, it's the
he's
got to
get this out of the way now, because they're going to the same press that dropped the ball and gave Barack Obama a pass in 2008, 2012. They will ride this guy big time.
The Canadian citizenship is the least of his worries.
Okay, what's his big worry?
That he's a conservative.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
That thinks he could and
defund Obamacare.
Right, and a staunch conservative.
Yeah.
So that's going to be it. I don't care what you do. He's Hispanic. That won't mean anything. He's Canadian. Should mean something, actually, but it doesn't mean anything.
Good at hockey. Good at hockey.
Yeah. Cuban.
Yeah.
But it's, I don't know. It just, to me, it's this pandering. And he knew that he was a Canadian. If he thought about it, he should have done this years ago when you entered politics.
Before,
why well, are you maybe back till now?
And then the number 10 item on our countdown this week, the world of baseball, football. You know the story about the project the ESPN guys are doing with public television on the concussions in the NFL. Anyway, that's part of it. Baseball, the drugs, all that stuff. Sportscaster analyst Tim Kirkjian expresses his regret that Ryan Braun's full steroid confession wasn't as full as it might have been.
Tim, we've certainly heard reports over the past few days that Ryan Braun was going to say something about his PED use and possibly admit to it. Now that you've read and heard this statement, does anything surprise you about it?
Well, I certainly thought there was going to be more than this. Well, he was contrite. He used a lot of the right words. I'm sorry. I'm embarrassed. I'm ashamed. But we need more specifics than this. And I really thought that after this, he would get in front of a microphone, maybe even take some questions so we can see him up close when he answers the question or when he delivers this. But from all indications, this might be it until spring training or whenever. And at least for the moment, this might be it. And it just leaves you wanting quite a bit more. There are a lot of specifics and a lot of details that were not involved in this. And if you're going to come out and make an apology, I think it's got to be more than this.
You know, Tim, he's already accepting the ban, the 65-game ban. Is there anything from a legal standpoint or involved in any of the negotiation that might go on between now and the time that ban is over that might prevent him from speaking up and saying a little bit more about his situation?
Well, I'm sure there are legal ramifications, but he actually should have made that clearer in his statement that there are things that I simply cannot talk about or will not talk about because of the legal proceedings here. But if, you know, I know people are not going to feel like this is enough.
Recapping now, the highs and lows in baseball this week at number 10. Moving down the list, number 9, the presidential jockeying for 2016. Financial markets, number 8. Number 7, the Clinton Foundation. Number 6, Bradley Manning. Number 5, Obamacare. Number 4, the killing of the Australian baseball player in Oklahoma. NSA surveillance programs, number 3. What's going on in Egypt, number 2. And also in the Middle East, the situation in Syria. Number 1 item this week on our talk radio countdown show. I'm Doug Steffen. Thanks for being here with this overview for this past hour.
The talk radio countdown.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. 8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.